Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, LA Dreamer in the building. You're now tuned in to the Coast to Coast Show, doing the most. Your girl LA Dreamer on Twisted Tuesday. Bang out radio, bang out radio, bang out. Bang out radio, LA Drina on Bang Out Radio. Bang out radio, bang out radio, bang out radio, LA Drina on Bang Out Radio. Yeah. Let's get into some music. That fire on Bang Out Radio. Let's go.
What it is, everybody. Happy Twisted Tuesdays. It's your girl, LA Drina, in the building. I want to send a shout-out to all the indie artists that listen into the show, all the supporters of the indie artists from coast to coast, nation, and worldwide with it, baby. We got a hot-ass show planned for today. You know, I've got a hot topic of discussion today, and we basically clowning on the show. So if you with it, call into the show. I got my boy, none other than the loser, definitely will be in the building representing that St. Louis, Missouri, like what it do. We have a live caller on air, caller 2426. You're live on Bang Out Radio. What's good?
Hello, what's happening, love?
What's good? What it is?
Shit, rolling through New Mexico life.
New Mexico, are you almost? You're almost home free.
Almost home free. Shit, man, can't wait to touch down on the 14th. You feel me? Hit up Hollywood and get it in. You feel me? It'll be a nice little vacation, plus a nice little promotion, plus a nice little show. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna get it in. FL Star Mob all day.
That's what's up with it, fully loaded. That's what's up with it. So how's your day going so far?
It's going good, you know what I'm saying, on the Highway 10 right now, just rolling, you know what I'm saying. I got a call in every Twisted Tuesdays, you know what I'm saying. Hold it down for my girl, L.A. Drina, hold it down for the squad, you know, fully loaded. We out there, you know what I'm saying. Shout out to all my niggas, you feel me? Y'all know what's up. I know y'all listening in. It's your boy, Yak. Holla. Hit that one, go live.
That's right. That's right. That best out ENT, that's what it is, you know. So we have a hot show scheduled for today, you know. I want to talk about the topic of discussion. The topic of discussion is artists that basically they get a chance to look up on a hot producer and they make them sound so hot, the beat is just live, you know what I'm saying? But then they just get on the track, and they come with these garbage lyrics. How do you feel about that?
Oh, man, how I feel about it? Let me let you know how I feel about it. Racks on racks on racks, racks on racks on racks, racks on racks on racks. That's how I feel about it, you know what I'm saying? For real.
That's what's up with it, man. I mean, you know, my opinion about it, I see you callers just calling in right now, and I'm about to get at you right now. I mean, I feel what you're saying on that because, you know, the beats be hot. I just want to let all my producers out there know, if L.A. Drina get a hold of one of your beats, I promise not to mess over it like that. You feel me? When you give me a beat, I'm going to make sure I do it justice. If I can't do it justice, I'm going to leave it alone. You know what I'm saying? I can't get on a Nas beat. You know what I'm saying? And just go, you know what I'm saying, just not do it justice because people don't want you on their beats just making it sound foolish, you know? I mean, don't waste beats like that. Leave it to the pros. Let us handle it. You did.
I'm going to let y'all know like this. You feel me? Like, shit, ever since 03, me and my squad, we dropped three little mixtapes, you know what I'm saying? Beat Snatchers Volume 1, Volume 2, Volume 3, you feel me? It ain't like other niggas, they hop on another nigga beat, they take that hook, you know what I'm saying, and try to flip that hook. No, we take that beat, we turn that beat to a whole nother song where you don't even remember what song was that for, on there first. You gonna think that was our beat. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do it. We take a nigga beat and just destroy that motherfucker and turn it into ours.
That's right. Yes. Man, Jack, we got somebody by the name of the Loser, you know what I'm saying, one of the hot MCs, you know what I'm saying, that's straight up out of the St. Louis, you know what I'm saying, right from St. Louis, you know what I'm saying, that should be right on the show right now. We're about to take a call right now. Caller 5062, you're live on Bang Out Radio.
What's good? This your boy Spill calling out North Carolina. I want to give a shout out to LA Dreaming. Ain't nothing much. I'm fucked up.
You what?
Say what?
We want to know what you said.
Shit, what you know? What you mean? What you know? What I said? You want me to answer the daily question?
We
want to
know. Yeah. What's good? What's good with the answer to the question of today? You know what I'm saying? First of all, introduce yourself to all the listeners out there. What's your name?
This your boy Spliff.
Spliff, and what do you think about, you know, artists that, you know, get on for tracks and they don't kill it?
Shit, that means your verse is fucked up, the garbage. Shit, you're gonna have a chance to get that bitch. Bye. I ain't listening to no way. So that's how I feel. You know, I'm just a newcomer in the rap game. I'm gonna tell you how I feel. That's the way I feel. That's the way. If I'm on some hot shit, well, you guys ain't gonna listen to me.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah, I mean, today we been on Bang Out Radio. You know, not only did I really want to mention the topic, my other topic. You know, we just going in on it today. I want to give y'all the rundown. You know what I'm saying? What's going on in the hip hop industry? You know, we know Soulja Boy just celebrated a birthday. Happy birthday, Soulja Boy! You know, he just made the big deuce one. You know what I'm saying? He's 21 years old now. You know, on July 28th, and he went out and bought him a $55 million jet. What do y'all think about that? You can call in 661-621-7559. I want to hear your thoughts, 1988.
I'm going to say like this.
Boy, Shot Swag in the building.
Oh, yeah.
Shot Swag. What's good?
Oh, yeah. Man. I'm posted, just finished, just got out the studio not too long ago, and I just heard, I'm going to answer both your questions. I'm going to start off with Soulja Boy. No disrespect, but fuck him, okay? That little nigga, to this day, is what I like to call a waste of good time in the industry. I'm sorry. He can make catchy music, but that's about it. Catchy music.
Yeah.
He's a catchy nigga. He's what I like to call a layover rapper. He's hot for a minute, then he lays over, and he just makes his money off of all the rest of his little investments and everybody else that he put on. He's not an artist, period. That's what he's not, as an artist. Creatively, none of that. He just happened to be a nigga that was on the internet and had a whole lot of bitches, and bitches liked his song. And because bitches like this song, that invested to him being popular on the internet. The internet is what made this nigga popular, point blank, period.
Yeah.
Number two.
Uh-huh.
Now that I got my soldier hate out the way, it's no hate, but it's hate. But I thought I got all of my soldier boys and shit out. These niggas that's not getting off on beats. As a producer myself, producers had a responsibility whether or not to let people get on or let them get on. Whether they get paid or don't get paid, they had a right. It's their music whether or not to let motherfuckers sit on that shit. A lot of people don't know the intention of the artist when they do get on it, but, you know, you can filter who gets on or doesn't get on your music. Like, you know, Racks on Racks is a perfect example. Like, the nigga that produced it had a chance to give it to somebody else that was hotter in the game. But, hey, it is what it is. Like, the only thing we can do as artists is just go ahead and just take that shit and make it better than what it was. Like, 9 times out of 10, most people listen to the mixtape version or whoever, you know, re-ripped it anyway, because the original song was nothing but a catchy, it was a hook, you know?
Yeah.
Most songs is hooks and beats. Like, there's no lyrics to them nowadays. So if you gonna make some song, if you gonna make a song, you gonna make a banger, don't let that shit be no just hook and beat, man. Let your words be the be part of the song. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't nobody let their words be part of the song. People just make catchy shit and just wanna jump on the scene. Like, make that shit make me mad.
Yeah.
That makes me mad as an artist.
Maybe you and Yak the Ripper need to get on a track together. We know y'all both can make a track hot.
I mean, we gonna definitely do that after the battle, but we definitely gonna do that. Like, I ain't forgot. I'm a busy man, but I ain't forgot.
Never forgot.
We ain't never forgot. I'm a busy man, but I ain't forgot. You know, but we could definitely do that. We definitely rip up some tracks because, you know, my whole thing right now is, you know, I'm anti-crap right now. And it's a lot of bullshit out in the industry, a lot of bullshit on the radio. A lot of people just getting away with shit that I feel like is not even acceptable. Especially another cat I would like to mention, Mr. Tyler, the Creator. I don't know how many people really
Hey, I'm going to say it right now, my nigga. I fuss with Tyler, homie. Tyler Go,
man.
Homie. So my mama, Tyler Go. Tyler different.
He worshiped the devil. I can't do that.
Hey,
he got the Antichrist song tatted on his finger.
That's a gimmick. That's his gimmick, though, because he want to sell. You feel me?
That's
his gimmick to sell.
Gimmick.
He getting publicity like that. Okay, if the nigga selling... Yeah, the nigga worshiping the devil, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I don't believe in his beliefs, but as his music, I think the nigga hard.
I didn't say he was a whack rapper.
He don't sound like a typical LA nigga. Not at all. He don't sound like a rapper from the West at all.
No.
He totally different.
That devil shit, I can't fuck with that. Everything else, he cool. He got a song actually like with Frank Ocean that go hard. Shit, I like that song. But real shit, I cannot fuck with nobody doing the devil shit. Can't do it. Like, I ain't got nothing against him. Lyrically, I think he's a good MC. The song him and Pusha T got, I think he's a good MC. Like, lyrically, he's cool. But message-wise, I can't fuck with the Antichrist thing. I don't care how much of a gimmick it is. There's some gimmicks, it just ain't worth it to me in the long run. Like, I mean, Drina, we had a discussion on this on another show a while back. Like, you know what I'm saying? Your image. Like, if I gotta worship the devil for you to buy my record, then it ain't worth me doing what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, your image is everything. Like, your image and yourself, who you are as a being. You know what I'm saying? I'm not cool with that. But you know, everybody got their own way of doing it. So, you know, more power to him. I'm not taking no money off his plate.
What is the name of the artist that y'all talking about?
Tyler the Creator.
I never heard of him.
You never heard of Tyler the Creator?
He a YouTube
you might want to go ahead and
YouTube the song
Yonkers and watch that video and tell him, and then you'll be like, wow, he's different, all right. I mean, he said on the record, I told Jesus to stop bitching. I can't fuck with that. I can't go there. That's going a little bit far. Hey, I got to pull the reins on that one.
Answer this question for me, guys. Answer this question for me. What do y'all feel about Waka Flocka deciding that he wants to retire?
God.
You mean Waka Flocka Flames?
He should have been that along before he even came out. He should have retired, like, for real.
Exactly. He ain't put it, but he ain't put it no way to retire. He's not even tight to retire. In order for you to retire, you have to be tight, that's one. Number two, you have to have sold, I don't know, let's say 10 albums. I say 10 albums. You have to have made 10 albums, at least in decade. You have to have a decade span of work, number two. And number three, you have to actually matter in hip-hop. Waka Flocka does not matter in hip hop. He didn't matter when he was in hip hop. When he first came in, doesn't matter now. What is he going to go do? He's going to go trap because he didn't make it. He didn't sell a million copies.
Well,
he might have sold a million copies on a single, but not a million records.
Yeah, but you know, Waka
Flocka,
say
right
he
now.
He said that if he retires with only $200 in his pocket, he said that he's going to be straight. Anyway, you feel me?
Yeah,
because
he got dope money.
He a street nigga. Look, I'm going to say, look, I respect the street nigga. I respect the street nigga. I respect Waka Flocka. He a street nigga. Nigga got love in the streets. You know what I'm saying? But as far as his music, just like you said, like, niggas be hopping on these beats, these sick-ass beats for nothing. Like, that's another perfect example. Every beat he hopped on was hard as fuck. And the remix that somebody else ripped it was way harder than what he did to it.
Yeah, if you a street nigga that's a rapper, be a street nigga that's a good-ass rapper. Don't be a street nigga that's trying to be a rapper. You know what I'm saying? There's a difference. There's street niggas that's rappers. There's niggas that be out in the street, and they can actually put their story into a song or into rhyme form that actually go hard. You know what I'm saying? That transform their life. Don't be a nigga that's in the street. And then you want to start rapping because, nigga, you think you can do the shit, too. Not every nigga can do that shit. That shit is a gift. You know what I'm saying? Rapping is somewhat of a gift. That shit is not where everybody can do it.
Yeah.
If you
what
was my retarded person.
What rappers do y'all feel that's in the industry that rap really wasn't their calling?
I'm gonna hurt. Hey, if they listening in, I'm gonna hurt a lot of feelings right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna keep it 100. The niggas so paid. The niggas a business mind. You feel me, Birdman? You need to just stay behind the scenes and make your money, my nigga. Because
man,
as far as rapping, you don't have it.
Man,
at all.
Hey,
you 50 years old, dressing like you
21. Clap. Bravo.
Come on now.
Bravo.
The nigga 50 years old, my nigga, in some tight ass pants. Like, come on, my nigga.
With
like
a big ass star on the top of his head. Are you stupid?
Like an idiot. This nigga look like a black Mexican, like for real.
Oh, why you hating on me, Playboy?
He do look like a black Mexican. That's what he look like.
I'm
a
so
black
The nigga a businessman though, so he needs to just handle the business and make the money as the business. But as far as the rapping goes, leave that to Weezy and them.
Because you know what, real talk, he ain't been hard since Big Timers. I'm going to be honest with you. The only CD I ever liked Birdman ever put out was the very first Birdman CD. And the reason why I like that CD, because it wasn't all Birdman. It was Birdman, Wayne, Juvie, Turk. It was like a Cash Money record. It was like they last record together before they all dismembered. You know what I'm saying? It was like an all-star record. So that's what made that CD actually go. That's a CD I could still bump today. But Birdman is, like you said, he's an awesome businessman. You know what I'm saying? He's taking all type of artists to a whole nother level. But as an artist, no. That was a fail. Like, beginning fail to the end. You will never see a behind the music of Birdman. You might see him featured on a behind the music talking about somebody else, but you ain't gonna never see a behind the music. The greatest rapper
never.
Of all time, Birdman.
And you know who else? Another businessman that should not rap at all. Motherfucking Puffy, Puff Daddy,
Diddy Combs, Papa Diddy Pop.
Whatever your name is, Sean Combs, Papa Diddy, yeah, all that. That nigga should not rap at all.
And the
cool part about it is he let niggas write his lyrics and he still don't spit that shit right. Come on now.
Man, you know how many times I heard Rick Ross? And I'd be like, man, I know Rick Ross probably said that totally different to Diddy and he just messed the whole line up. You just messed the whole song
for
up.
Real.
Like, why? Matter of fact, let Rick Ross say it because you're not saying it right at all.
At all.
That's one cat. If you get signed to Bad Boy, you might as well just sign yourself to the devil because you are going to be completely broke. Because Diddy does not care about nobody else but
no
Diddy.
Motherfucking body.
But Diddy. Diddy has signed great artists, had great acts, and what did they all do? They all faded away. Why? because everything that was put into their project was all wrapped around Diddy's plan. And all the money went back right back into Diddy's pocket. Diddy probably spent $2 out of everything and made back way more money than that off promotion, off of everything.
Let me ask you, what do y'all think about Gunna Gunna?
I have mixed reviews with him. First of all, his name.
A couple of his shit I heard, he went hard on, like, you know what I'm saying, out of, like, 5 tracks, he probably went hard on, like, 2 of them, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to put it like that. He cool, but he ain't consistent.
Yeah, he needs a little bit, more tuning up, you know, just get his, I think once he gets, like, I think he's like Lloyd Banks, like before Lloyd Banks, like really, 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 like started focusing more on his career. Like he one of those people, like he just getting more, like get more involved with getting better and better in his stuff. He'll be a better artist, and I think Young Money have put him more as a front, you know, a front line act. Cause right now he's just chilling the back with, you know, even Lil Twist is actually getting out there and doing stuff. You know what I'm saying, like. You letting the young cats get out there before you, you know what I'm saying? I mean, Tiger, he was doing his own thing anyway, but it's still the simple fact that, you know, you letting all the other acts on Young Money get way more push and publicity than you are because you're not putting in the work they are putting in, you know what I'm saying? You're just sitting back partying and popping Cristal and shit like it's just a party every day.
Yeah.
You gotta get out here and work. Like, this music is not.
What about Lil Wayne? Do y'all think he's improving his rapping skills or getting worse?
You know what?
I'm gonna say that. Let me speak on my boy. Look, when I first started rapping, back 13 years old, you feel me? My family from New Orleans, you feel me? So, I went straight to Lil Wayne. You feel me? I'm young. He was a young nigga. I'm a young nigga. Me and my squad, we looked up to that nigga. We wanted to be just like the nigga. You know what I'm saying? Keep it 100. I ain't gonna lie. Nigga was on Cash Money. Nuts. Like, terrible. You feel me? Went to the Cash Money Rough Riders concert and all that. You feel me? But
yeah.
When the nigga start getting older, you feel me? He started advancing his flows. But the thing that killed me about Lil Wayne is you're not a gang member, my nigga. You are not a gang member, so leave that to the real gang members. I'm sorry, I'm not even a gang member. I'm going to keep it 100. I'm not even a gang member, but I'm not going to hop on the track and say, blood this, crip that, if I'm not really from there, my nigga. Just because I'm paying to kick it with these niggas, don't mean I'm really from there, my nigga. We all seen the YouTube footage, my nigga, 40 Glock, caught that nigga at the light. Nigga ain't do nothing. If you saw with the business, my nigga, hop out the car, do something, my nigga. Like, for real. Lead the gangbanger to the real gang members, my nigga. Just focus on your music. And stop thinking on track all the time.
My thing with Wayne, I think people got overloaded with Wayne. I don't really think Wayne has lost his style or has regressed.
The hell is that?
Like people got overloaded of Wayne because Wayne was pumping so much shit. So now it's like you expect, you know what I'm saying? It's like you expect that nigga, you know what I'm saying? You expect that nigga to say certain shit. Like you already expecting him to be tight. For him to leave to go to jail, that was the best thing because that gave people a break from Wayne for a while. Even though he had a couple of songs, that gave people a break. Like, okay. Wayne is not in my ear. I get a chance to hear somebody else in my ear. So now that he's back and he's really, like, putting in his work as usual, Wayne is still on. He's still on. He's still up there. Top 3 MCs. Ye, Wayne, and Jay. Like, top 3. Like, right now. Like, I don't see anybody else. If y'all ain't heard Otis, then you sleeping because these are the top. These are why they're the top niggas. They the top niggas.
What makes you think Lil Wayne is the top in the industry right now?
Because you know what?
I mean, besides record sales and, you know, paying all these media outlets.
You know what? I've seen Wayne grow from all the way from 500 Degrees to the Carter 3 to all the mixtapes. Like, people don't do their background work. Like, they just going off of albums. Let's go off of mixtapes. Let's go off the Dedication 1. Let's go off of the Dedication 3, let's go off of all the Drought CDs that he put out, from the Drought 3 all the way to the Drought 6. This dude consistently was making music, good music. Niggas know more mixtape songs than they do album songs.
I'm about to say that Lil Wayne falls in the same damn category that what we're talking about today. Another motherfucker that's getting tight beats and writing whack shit on it. Now, Lil Wayne's been my dude ever since he was 13 years old. I've been listening to Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne was harder back when he first came out with Cash Money. If you go back and you listen to his old stuff before he even really hooked up with the Hot Boys, his lyrics was fire. He started getting weak when he started snorting that powder. When he started snorting that powder, he just get on a track and
sipping that lean.
It's something I would agree. It's like, okay, like, But like I said, though, like, people expect, you know, when people kind of expect you to do certain shit, then they get tired of it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's kind of predictable. It's predictable,
it's
because
like,
it's always in your face.
You know what?
It's like, boom.
You already know. You know the rhyme scheme is coming. I suck you off just like a pacifier. Call me Drina. I'm a female. I suck you off like a pacifier. You going high like the sky. You already know what this shit going to be. You feel me? You already know what it is. I mean,
when,
the fan
and that's when, and that's when it, that's when it gets over. That's, like I said, that's when it gets over. You get overloaded with that person. It happens. That, I think Wayne overloaded his fan base, but he would never lose it. He was going to lose a couple of people's fans. Like, I ain't going to lie. My iTunes got all type of Lil Wayne shit in there, but I don't listen to him as often.
I love Lil Wayne.
Like, I don't listen to him like I used to, because I've sucked up as much Lil Wayne as I can take. So I'll listen to him on own one. I'll listen to, you know, whatever little song he got that's out or mixtape that's out. I'll listen to it for a while, but I won't be sucked into it because I've already had my feel. Where of Jay-Z or Kanye, where they let you simmer in that shit for 2 years, they smart. These MCs are smart because Jay will put out a CD and let you simmer in it for 2 or 3 years and then put out another one and let it simmer. The same with Kanye. They'll let you simmer in that CD. You know what I'm saying?
Only
one
have the gift to be able to allow you to simmer.
Hold up. Correction. Jay dropped a CD when he was in his prime. Dre dropped a CD every year. That's the difference between Jay and all these other niggas. These niggas will drop one CD and wait 3-4 years to drop another one. Jay was consistent. Every summer he came with a new album. Every fucking summer. And it all
every
went to
summer,
number one.
And, which is correct.
Every summer. I'm one of the few niggas from the West. One of the few niggas from the West that love Jay. Jay my favorite rapper. My favorite motherfucking rapper. I know Tupac used to diss him. I know all that. You feel me? I love Pac. Pac the greatest. You feel me? But right now, Jay my favorite rapper. My nigga, and can't nobody change that, because the nigga, like, fucker, like, he don't come with a straight punchline. He come with metaphors. He's spitting shit. You gotta listen to that shit over and over and over again before you finally realize, like, oh, I know what that nigga said. You know what I'm saying? That
nigga
is ill,
himself.
Nigga.
Photo shoot fresh. Looking like wealth. I'm about to call a paparazzi on myself.
On myself.
On myself. Tightest line is a year, period. I don't care what I write, because that line right there just killed everything I'm thinking about.
Kanye, what Kanye say? Sophisticated and ignorance. Write my cursive.
In cursive. Who does this? Still, you're about to buy out of two hot MCs on one CD? When that CD come out, do you know how many people are going to probably stop rapping?
They're going to kill off the Lil Wayne and Drake CD is irrelevant.
Exactly. They need to push their CDs to next year, like year after.
You feel me?
Caller 7386, you're live on Bang Out Radio.
Loaded.
Let's go with it, Ladrina.
Loaded.
You already know, it's your boy Hocus Pocus, Double No Good in the building. What's up with it?
What's up with it? Yeah, we just parlaying on the show today, Twisted Tuesdays. You know, for all the listeners that's just now tuning in, we're going to get in rotation with some music. You know, I got my boy Hocus Pocus in the building, fully loaded.
Yeah,
sir. I got my boy Tommy chopping it up. You know, Black Force in the building.
Black Force,
we just right here on Bang Out Radio. If y'all, you know, if y'all want to, you know, comment on something that we're talking about today, go ahead, you know what I'm saying, press that 1 at 661-621-7559. And not just that, you know, we getting into music today on Bang Out Radio. Who we got in the switchboard today? We got my boy.
We got that Hocus Pocus.
Yes, Hocus Pocus. That's
Dance
easy,
with you.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my girl Marley B, you know what I'm saying? You know, doing her thing out there. The whole Bang Out Radio family, Topaz with Shay. You know, my girl Amanda Baby G and Erica Marie, Grind Network, you know. Tune in every day, you know, of the week. And also, I want to give a shout-out to Pharaoh, you know what I'm saying? Young Pharaoh out here in the Antelope Valley. Sir Pharaoh repping that Bay Area to the fullest. You got to in the kids, brother.
Yeah, area.
Hey, yeah, that's what it is, you know what I'm saying? We getting it in like that on Bang Out Radio. I think we got just connected with 9954. You're live on Bang Out Radio.
Wow. Yeah, what's going on with it? It's your boy J-Bo, Fully Loaded Records, you know, in the building.
Loaded.
Yeah. Up, you know, on here representing, you know, trying to give it up for this Bang Out Radio shit, you know.
Hey,
what's up with it, bro?
The radio. Chilling.
What's the talk about today? What's everybody talking about? What's going on?
Okay, the topic of discussion today on Bang Out Radio, we're discussing MCs that get on the mic, you know, knowing damn well it ain't the beat that fits them. But they try, which I give them credit for trying, they get on a beat and think they ripped it, but they really didn't, and they really didn't even do the beat justice at all. So
and
I'm
no, they can't get
that.
Effort for trying. They cannot have effort for trying. They get no effort for trying.
Certain things you don't do. You know, I mean, you don't get on the Look At Me Now track and don't absolutely assassinate it. You don't get on the 6'7" beat and don't absolutely assassinate it. You don't touch no Tupac beat and don't absolutely assassinate it. You don't touch Nas or Biggie and don't assassinate it. If you get on them beats and you make a jerk song off of it, I'm clowning. I might even call you out, but I'm a clown.
I feel you, though.
So, all my indie artists listening out there, please don't mess with them beats unless you know you got it. Feel me? I mean, them beats ain't meant for everybody. Anybody disagree with me, press one to go live. You know what I'm saying? I would like to
hear.
Oh,
we agree. Y'all better agree. Y'all better agree.
Or you will get hurt up.
Better agree.
You will get lied for.
Bye-bye.
I don't even have power to hang up on y'all. I'm just going to tell Dre to hang up on you. Like, that's...
Hey, I mean, that goes for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't get and remake Michael Jackson's song and don't do it justice. Chris Brown.
Yeah, how y'all feel about that?
How y'all feel about that Chris Brown shit?
It's all right, man. That shit goes. It's not touching Michael Jackson's song. He just needs to leave it alone. In fact, I'm tired of hearing it on the radio. It's like certain beats should just be left with the original person that did it. If you ain't going to do it better than them or at least as good as them, then don't even bother with it, you know?
Hey, Drina. Hey, Drina.
Yeah.
Huh? Hey, this your boy, Yak. It's your boy, Yak. Hey, I want to know, can I get it started real quick? Like, can a nigga just spit something real quick, like, for real?
Yeah.
First of all, I got to this off. I don't even know if water's going to come out.
Hold up. Shh. What happened? I'm ready to get this shit live, like, you feel me? I want to hear some bars. All right,
let's crank it up a notch, you feel me?
Check me out, look. This rap shit is easy to me. It's nothing to get on the track and start busting like I'm squeezing a 3. Speak me and I react like immediately. Got beat, then I'ma season the meat. Watch me eat a meal. Spark a flame, give me the fuse, and I'll put a nigga ribs on a grill. I'm so for real, salute the troops, I'm a soldier still. Fully loaded goon, baby, so I'm supposed to kill. And I roll like a coaster steel. You pop tart sweet niggas getting burnt by the toaster steel. At the top of the food chain, cooking up the game, then the serve. But after I eat, nothing remains, no leftovers. Nah, this ain't a takeover, this an ambush makeover. Y'all need to change clothes like Jehovah. Yes, Big Rock Coca-Cola. Mix the baking soda and that's how you make Nova. Ugh.
Ooh!
Hang in the building like...
Loaded.
Oh.
That loaded light.
Oh! That's what's up with it. Are we keeping it in rotation on Bang Out Radio? We got a call.
That's how we do it.
We got another caller, 3217. That was my boy, Yak, the Ripper. If you're just now tuning in, we're going to get all these guys in rotation right here on Bang Out Radio. Caller 3217, you're live on Bang Out Radio.
What's good with it? It's Marley B. What's up, y'all?
Hey.
What's happening,
everybody? Man, you know, I was listening in, you know what I'm saying, because I'm still networking right now. But as soon as y'all mentioned Chris Brown, I had to press one, man. Now, y'all know how I feel about Chris Brown. Y'all got to excuse me. I'm still looking for her.
Are you feeling about it?
Okay.
Chris Brown is not a rapper, though. He's a singer that's just learning how to rap.
I just feel I have to get my chance to say something. Hey, hello, people.
Okay.
I wanted to say something because I called in. Y'all said y'all pieces real quick. Let me say something. Plus, I'm hoarse and I can't really, you know what I'm saying, participate in the friendly debate when we be trying to yell over each other all crazy. So, what
go
I'm
ahead,
trying to
Bobby.
Do explain to y'all how much I love Chris Brown. And it ain't like I've been on him since he came out when he was, what, 15 or something like that. I didn't even really pay him no mind when he was a kid because we was using his songs for dance routines and, you know what I'm saying, club type stuff. Now that I listen to music to actually listen to it, people mistake me as a rapper as well just because I might throw a hot 8 or 16 bars on a couple songs. But Marley B is not a rapper. I'm an R&B singer. I want to make it singing R&B soul in the same genre as Chris Brown. So if he wants to tackle that side of him just to, you know, kind of let, you know, have a creative outlet, I think he should. But I don't think he makes any beat sound bad, to be honest, because that boy can sing regardless. If he ain't got no beat, I don't know how many of y'all ever heard Chris Brown sing a cappella, but the boy can blow harder than 9% of the R&B artists out there, real talk. So I think he actually did Michael Jackson beat a little justice. Now, as far as that rapping, that's for the rappers to talk about. I'm not going to ever say nothing bad about Chris Brown.
Snap back, back.
Well, I think he ripped it lyrically. In fact, he did better than some self-proclaimed rappers did. I'm not talking about that. What I'm talking about is, you know, we can talk about R&B too. I think it's appropriate. We can talk about R&B too. Just
but let's be honest, though, he didn't
R&B
write that.
You shouldn't cover every R&B song. Just like old girl Beyonce that tried to redo what's her name song. She was offended by it because she don't feel like she did the song justice. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
and
James,
that's the same thing. And it even goes back to like the Notorious B.I.G. and Tupac. It's like all the new tracks that you hear with Tupac and Biggie featuring 50 Cent and all these other people, Tupac wouldn't have never worked with a lot of them artists back then. And neither would Biggie.
No.
You feel me? So why should they be on the track with them?
You
are that's all I'm saying. Just because you sing R&B don't necessarily mean that you should feel that you need to cover somebody else's track. And I think Chris Brown can cover a lot of Michael Jackson's songs. It's just that one in particular, even including his performance of the song. I'm feeling it. I feel
like
he's still right there. Real talk, it's all about the money at the end of the day.
And to be honest, only a handful of Michael Jackson's beats are allowed to even be sampled. And that's one of them. SWV already sampled it. Some other white boys sampled it.
Yeah,
You know why? Because a lot of Michael Jackson beats, you can't even get the rights to them, you know, because he's the person who would give you the rights to his beats, and he's not here. And so the people who are left in charge of his music ain't involved in music like that. I mean,
but
you know, we ain't never heard of nobody having Michael Jackson back.
His mama got
career.
The right shit.
That's
she
what I'm saying. She ain't nobody, not like that, but she ain't no producer, no engineer, nothing like, you know, say for instance, Gerald LaVert passed away, but maybe, you know, it's his son that got the rights to his stuff. So his son might decide to go out there and become a producer or, you know, the next big thing. Whereas Michael Jackson's mama, if she is not trying to become the next hottest producer, you know, or engineer or whatnot, so, you know, she's probably
well, if it's gonna make them
giving
money,
it to friends.
It went down. If it's going to make them money, If this is gonna make me money, she
you already know that's where
ain't
it
gonna
is.
Really care. That's how how it works anyway. That's how it works.
You already
anyway.
Know that's where it is. She
like,
ain't
is
gonna
this,
the heifer ain't gonna give us a beat.
Because I already know I got a couple of Michael samples and I know once I release the beats, I'm gonna have to get the sample and clear it. And I mean,
right.
Like, to be honest with you, if whether I do get it or not, I'm gonna put it on a mixtape. Somebody's gonna hear the music because the music is too damn good not to get no airplay.
Right. Who is this I'm talking to? I don't know who this is.
Chocolate Swag.
What's good?
I'm surprised you don't know his voice right now, Mama.
Come on, now I'm on every show. You don't know right now.
Man,
it's being Black Boys Day. Body bag season.
Y'all can't. Now look, y'all know I'm working with the most bootleg cell phone company. Everybody sounds different every time I get on the phone.
Hey, but you know what? Hey, but you know what artists do beat justice that always kill them? That's R&B, that since we got an R&B chick on the phone. I'm going to tell you what R&B niggas that can really rap. That's Trey. Motherfucking
Trey
song.
Oh, yeah. Trey.
Hey. Yeah. Chris Brown.
If you say Chris Brown, you have to say Kevin McCall, because Kevin McCall is the one that writes Chris Brown's
song. Oh, that boy's a beast.
Right.
Yeah. And
hey, can I get my
beast?
Can I get my beast on Trey Songz, though? Like,
but what's so funny
LA Dream,
to me? What?
Let me get my piece on Trey Songz real quick, though. Like, I fucks with Trey. Like, feel me? Trey was on one. Like, he was coming with hot tracks. He was blowing up. You feel me? What fucked me up with Trey Songz is when the nigga made the song dissing R. Kelly. What the fuck is wrong with you, my nigga? Kelly's the
R. Kelly got mad at him, though.
Nigga, no,
R. Kelly called him out.
Trey Songz. Nah, look. Trey Songz made the track. This and that nigga talk something. He don't want to see R. Kelly doing auto tune. Look, my nigga, R. Kelly he can do whatever the fuck he want to do. Just like you gonna do what you want to do, R. Kelly gonna do what the fuck he want to do. The nigga put the R in R&B. The nigga is the king of the baby making music, which is the same music you making right now. So for you to say something about R. Kelly is stupid to me.
But you know what the problem was? The real problem was is that R. Kelly was starting to feel like he was getting over. He wasn't getting looked at for, you know, a lot of the, pretty much of what Trey Songz is today. And Trey Songz did admit that he used him as an influence.
All the older R&B cats. He went in on Aaron Hall and all of them guys, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't think that was cool, but, you know, at the end of the day, I'm glad they didn't, like, have that kind of beef that Ray J and B2K had, because they were singing this track. They were like, ooh, nigga, I'm going to fuck you up.
Hold up.
Oh, my God. Now, y'all know I love Ray J, too. What is this?
No. Don't keep talking.
You got to Google this song, man. That shit is hilarious. That nigga was singing the hook. He was like, ooh, I'm going to fuck you up. I'm going to stick a broom up your ass.
No.
See that right there? And then, you know what? And then, look, Dandrina, after these male R&B singers finish singing all that, you'd be like, so where'd you get your start? Right in church. I got my start right in the church, right there next to the pastor. After you done said all that.
But that's what all the freaking is. You didn't know that?
I'd rather hear him rap or get songs in a city.
You didn't make
that. Up the lie.
That's where all of them is at. They right at the pool pit. They be sitting right.
You
right,
ain't lying.
That one lying person boy. That come way late, and she come with that skirt, be like right at the beginning of the thigh. That's that one, what's her name, Sister Mary? Sister Mary, that'd be the one right there. That's where it starts.
Real talk. That's the truth. Real talk. But I think Ray J can really, really sing live. He really can. He can really blow.
Yeah. You know, well, a lot of things that people don't know about Ray J
is
he's the younger brother. No, real talk. He's the younger brother of Brandy, but he taught Brandy all of her runs. Ray J has been Brandy's vocal coach since they daddy taught them both how to sing. So if anybody was to ask Brandy, well, you know what I'm saying, who taught you how to, you know, arrange your vocals or your runs or place your ad libs? She'd tell you her little brother. Real talk. Ray J got it. Ray J got it. And when he finally get his hands on it, when he realized, okay, I'm not really going to be Trey Songz, but when he realized that he got it like P. Diddy and he start putting out these artists, he going to be unstoppable.
But don't be like Diddy. Don't suck up all your artists' life and money savings and all that and leave them broke and then move on to the next thing. Don't do a Diddy. Don't be selfish out there, you A&Rs and R&B people. Share the love.
Yep.
Don't just sit up and be a mogul yourself. And even though Ciroc is a bomb drink and I drink it, you know, I would never wear Sean John. You know, that's 2001. But everything else Diddy does is pretty, you know, self-explanatory. So,
hey, but you know what? I like the way Diddy dances and all of the artists.
No,
that's dope.
No.
He was doing the same dance.
Him and Dame Dash got the same swag and dancing. They do the little shoulder block, and then he stole.
Yeah, since 1993.
You know,
I was 7 years old when you started doing that shit. I'm 25 now. Still doing the same thing.
Talk about less work. Less work. You don't even work.
Well, I'm just going to tell y'all this. Diddy wanted to have a girl group that was in competition with Destiny's Child, and he found one, and he's Beyonce. He is the lead singer of the group. So
exactly. Give him a win.
Just for y'all to know, that nigga is not leaving the group.
Just
he
give him a win, and he could just be like, hello, good morning, Swain is here, with his glasses on. Thought I told you that we won't stop. Hello. Good morning.
Right. He going to be, I'm telling you, before they know it, they're going to be total on the side, and he's going to be Beyonce. And then they're going to be like, how did this happen? Why, how we got kicked out?
He's been practicing on Destiny high heels. Y'all don't know. He's been watching Beyonce's concerts over and over again, trying to get
I'm telling you, I said he's been watching Dreamgirls.
Man. He be in there singing nephew part.
He be in the mirror talking about, listen,
I own bad boy.
Let's take a call right here. We got another caller calling in, caller 0058. You're live on Bang Out Radio.
Yo, what's good, everybody? What's up, L.A. Drina? Your boy Repertoire in that building.
What's up with it,
Bang Out All-Stars.
What's up, Ty? What's up? I didn't know I got in late, but I've been hearing the conversation. Y'all killing me with that. Y'all killing me.
And I am telling you, I own day 26.
Hey, yeah, me and Chuck.
Hey,
y'all didn't know about it. Me and Chuck, you know what I'm saying? Y'all talking about R&B groups. Me and him, we finna be the next best thing. You know what I'm saying? Chalk and butter. You know what I'm saying?
We
coming with it.
And our motto is, we melt in your mouth, not in your hand.
Okay. Wow, because I don't eat butter.
We talked about that last time. We're gonna just melt on them. We're gonna melt all over them. We're not gonna.
We like that taco bar that you leave sitting in the car on accident, and you went in the store, you come back, and it's just melting. You just licked the pack because you was that hungry. Yeah, we that melted chocolate like that.
Yeah, and you know what I'm saying? You can't have no pancakes without butter, baby. So, you know,
exactly.
Just make sure the pancakes stay hot and not melting on you.
Look, we ain't going to do like Trey Songz. We going to take our shirt off on stage. We just going to get butt naked on stage. We ain't going to come on with no clothes. We just going to stand in front of a mic stand.
Oh, okay.
And be like, yeah.
Wow.
What?
All right.
He didn't,
the mic hadn't planned that.
Okay.
Mic.
You hear me, Latrina? I'm like, okay. I'm going to be backstage with a badge waiting to arrest y'all in decent clothes and ashes when y'all get off the stage.
See, that's part of the show, though.
It's our mantra, man. We got rights to do it. We're going to have copyright. We're going to have all the rights to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I mean, that's true. Because
the show
going to
start at
1
a.m.
in
the morning.
It's just his little 4'11" ass around in the thong. I don't see why y'all can't get up there and do that.
No, see, we don't need no clothes. We give it to you raw.
Hey, look, Chuck. We gonna do the naked part, but we gonna do Cameo. We gotta bring the chastity belt back.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Matter of fact, we gonna have Cameo Tim's on, just socks,
exactly.
Tim's and jewelry.
Cameo
that's
Tim.
It.
Did you say
all,
Cameo Tim?
We already did it.
So Cameo Tim's
already
Tim.
Done.
And we gonna come stomping on like Casey and JoJo. We gonna come stomping on stage like. just stomping on ass.
Okay, so while I got you on air, I want to know what your whole take is on rappers that use whack, I mean, use type beats, but they got whack lyrics. And also, I want to know, how do y'all feel about Waka Flocka saying he wants to retire in the industry right now? If you
who
know
cares?
The true story behind it, comment on it. Because, you know, Waka Flocka went on saying that, he's tired of the drama and all that that the industry has to offer. And
he's tired of niggas telling him he's garbage.
Who is he beefing with?
Well,
he's tired of hearing all the bullshit everybody telling him he's
Yeah, well, he got a lot of haters on his team. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that's hating on him. They want to kill him and all type of stuff like that.
Well, if that's the case, let's do the same thing for YG and all the rest of these rappers, and we can get them all out of here. They can all retire.
Yeah,
man.
So if you have to say anybody will retire, who would it be that should retire?
That should retire? That's the shit, though, right?
That should retire.
That's the shit, though. We talk about that's tight.
Anybody that come out with
that
any...
That really just needs to hang it up and resign.
Let me think.
I wish they all retired, so I'll be the only nigga up there. You feel me? I'll be at the top if they all retired. You feel me? So, yeah, all of them.
I hate to say it, but my boy's Bone Thugs, you know what I'm saying? They need to just go ahead and hang it up. They can't regenerate.
Nobody wants to hear them rapping like this no more. Singing and rapping and talking and rapping, that don't get me no more. They want to hear that one from out of the box. Never see Uncle Charlie, but a group of guys start.
Never mind, I'm going to get going. Ain't been
no
anyway.
10 years, they still rapping like this. Still got such amazing hair and a purse.
Wow. Nah, so why do you think both of you retire?
Because they still rap like this,
that is the dopest group of all time to me, point blank. But see, they can't, like in the genre now, they just can't pump out that same vibe, same feel that they had before. I mean, you got to reinvent yourself through time, but it's like, I don't know, they just can't get the knack they used to have. And that's my favorite
group
of all time.
You know who should retire? And I just thought about this, but I don't think he should retire, but he should retire anyway. Sugar Free. I mean... You know,
wow, why? Why do you think he should retire?
I mean, the last thing he said the last thing he said that I heard on the record, and it just made me just turn my whole computer off. This nigga said, and why my weed wet? Bitch trying to fuck my dick in the morning, and I ain't even peed yet. Like, what?
Nah, you know who needs to retire? The nigga Little B.
The nigga don't even rhyme on his tracks.
Like, why
did Lil
B put this nigga on a track? Are you serious?
Why did you bring him up? Have you heard that song that disgraced Michael Jackson, Dirty Diana B2? Have you heard that song?
I heard that.
Yes, I
heard
it. It was like scratching a chalkboard over and over again.
Wow.
This nigga talking about I'm gay. I'm a bad bitch. What type of shit is this, my nigga?
J-Lo's back in the building. Heard something about Sugar Free now.
No, J-Lo's back in Diddy, I heard too. She's back in the game and back in Diddy.
Mark Anthony needs to retire. Mark Anthony.
Mark Anthony. Look, we have a caller.
Y'all trying to be with a mark.
998 on your live on Bang Out Radio.
What's good, L.A. Gina? This is Gary. Topaz and Shay. What's good, y'all?
Topaz, what's good?
Yo,
Bang Out.
What's
good,
y'all?
Hey, Topaz, when she calls, she always sound like she, like, hide in the rug, though. She be like, what's good, Topaz? Like, she just turned up. Like, every time she called in, like...
Every day, all day.
I see off that.
I'm actually just getting home, of course. You already know I have to call in to dream the show. Just getting home. I'm not driving this time, of course.
Damn, I was about to tell you like
that.
What's
up? So what's
going
on out there in Vegas?
Girl, I just got an Office Space, of course. I'm excited about it for Bang Out Radio. So I'm excited about that. And I got a couple more things I'm about to do at the Caesar's Palace, of course. So I'm got some things in the works.
Shouts out, and I'm gonna go look for this nigga named Pretty Boy Crack. If you listening out there in the 702, a nigga named Pretty Boy Crack.
Okay.
You already know what it is, my nigga.
First of all, his name is Pretty Boy Crack. That sounds like a name you get in jail.
Who the hell is that?
It's Marley B. I'm back. I know it seemed like I fell off.
Marley B, welcome back.
Oh, that's Marley B. Pretty Boy Crack. It sounds like he dropped the soap too many times.
I want to thank you for joining my Reverb Nation page. I really appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. Why don't y'all all shoot y'all links out, too, you know, where all the listeners can find y'all at. You know, if they haven't added you yet, so please do so.
I'm .com. You'll find me everywhere. Just put me in .com, and you'll find me everywhere.
Okay.
That's dope.
And I also wanted to tell Miss L.A. Trina happy belated birthday.
Right. Thank you.
No cake, but it's all good.
Yeah.
That's
what's up.
Well, we already got the chocolate and the butter.
So.
We need chocolate and the butter. We need Millie and Vanilli going to come back.
One of the Fully Loaded people sung Happy Birthday on Bang Out Radio last Friday. I don't know which one it was, but yeah, they did. And they was busting some notes.
See, I was in the studio, so that's why I didn't call. You know what I'm saying? I was doing what I do best. So, you know I wanted to call in. You know I had to have that.
Hey, I want to give you a shout-out to Chalk Swag, too, because I went on your YouTube, and I seen your little Bang Out Radio YouTube video you got. That's dope.
I saw that.
That's what's up with it, you know?
Yeah, man, I told y'all, man, just like I told Topaz, tell y'all again. Okay, listen on Bang Out Radio. This right here is what gave me my little start. You know, even though I was already established, y'all established me more. So I got to show my love and support. That's what we do.
Of course, man.
That's what we do, man.
We don't just get the money and run.
No, we get the money and share. That's what we do.
That's right.
Here's the thing.
I want a Phantom.
It's coming. The more that you sit up and you say, I want a Phantom, that Phantom will be right outside. I promise you. It ain't going to be outside tomorrow, but the day that you go buy it, I promise you, it's going to be there.
Look, it'll be there with a bow on it. We got a caller that's calling in, too, y'all. We got caller 8724. You're live on Bang Out Radio. And if you're just now tuning into the show, I'm rocking with the Bang Out Radio All-Stars. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I got Marley G in the building. I got Topaz Lachey in the building. I got the Fully Loaded fam. I got Chalk Swag, you know, Black Forest in the building. I got my boy Repertoire in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So let's go live, 8724.
Hello? You're live.
L.A. Gina. What's
up with
it?
This is Bomb Bomb.
Oh, she went Cartoon Network on you.
Hey.
Man, that's what that was for sex.
I thought it was somebody's child actually playing on his cell phone. What'd he do?
Shit.
You already know.
You hear it hot. Gina, what's the deal?
She got a little fish
in her hat. We on the show right now. We're talking about, you know, our topic of discussion. How do you feel about artists, you know, getting on tight beats but totally disrespecting them with these
never
back out drums? How do you feel about that?
Wait, I can't hear you.
I said, how do you feel about MCs getting on tracks that got tight beats, but they lyrics just don't live up to the beat? They lyrics is just straight up whack. What do you feel about that?
Well, they got to grow themselves because they don't know themselves.
Hey.
That's the bottom line.
You've been listening to Sugar Free, huh? You've been on that, huh?
Hey,
you know, baby, got to go herself and
boy,
you know herself.
Boy, don't come on
there,
you
know. Hey, Bomb,
well, I'm a black man, a white man, and y'all getting out here.
Some of y'all,
okay,
some of y'all on the right track, but y'all on the wrong train.
All right, look, since we got Bomb Bomb in the building, Bomb Bomb's a busy chick, you know what I'm saying? Everybody who knows Bomb Bomb, they know that's my better half, you know what I'm saying? That's the other half of Cali Girl, you know, we got our DMV squad,
yeah.
You know, with our up-and-coming female artists out there. Look out for that. But Bomb Bomb, I need you to spit a hot one for them, you know what I'm saying? All the listeners calling in and that's listening in, why don't you spit a hot one for them one time?
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Can you say that nigga hard? Well, I'm the coochie. He don't even go harder than my hoochie. And guess what, prick? I don't need no fucking Gucci. My Darion tights got him crashing their bikes. And the niggas in the roars running into their doors. I'm flossing on the Shaw. Brother, be honest. Now that's what I call niggas they want us. Niggas they want us. Niggas they want us. When I pick for these bullshit cameras, I don't need a Bentley nor a Phantom. Behind me, I need a motherfucking T-Bird, and I need a G-3rd. Add another 3-year, oops, my bad, that's a G-6er. Don't forget the Jagger, plus paper taggers and limo tents from front to backer. It's what we jump and pop with a bow and a sacker. Motherfuckers, I will attack her and then tag her real low. Both back pockets to hit the floor. Now that's what the fuck I call a say no mo.
She sound like she's a free when she spit that shit. She kind of do
that.
Church Sunday. On a church Sunday.
Hey,
Bomb Bomb.
Y'all know I
got to
get mine on there.
That's
y'all know Chaka Key is on there. Hold on. I've been sitting back, man. I've been sitting back just listening. It's about time for me to get mine on there. Let me
I'm going to have to get on in that. I'm going to have to go after you.
Yeah, let me see if I can do this.
Me.
Okay. I think it goes, I'm shocking, I'm too fly to die. I be shitting on you niggas, no too fly to wipe. Man, I was born to shine, I'm just too bright for likes. Nigga, check the Facebook, I'm a shoe in for likes. Fresh fit, fresh faders, fresh shades, black and white diamonds, watch looking like a chess game. Smash your chicken down, moan to the next dame. Rockets of shit you can't pronounce for an exchange. I'm a star, my flow universal. Disrespect my team, and it's time to get personal. Y'all niggas like advertisers, y'all just too commercial. Do like choreographers, it gets you some rehearsal. You think you hot? Well, you just got a super fail. Killing off you lanes like a nigga worked at super jail. I'm the pinnacle of doing well. How I know? Because your bitch tails.
To the top of the ceiling, catching that hell of a feeling. Man, you know what's repertory in this fucking building on Bang Out Radio with my boy Chalk Swag, L.A. Drina, here we use. You know we got them body bags and all kind of designs. Here it is, baby, looking out your blinds. Here it is, you looking at your watch, but it's too motherfucking late. You don't know the time. Them rhymes coming strictly off the dome. Guaranteed to knock through their telephones when they're at home. Yeah, I love spitting off the top to go freestyle, to get butt wild, to make a sad motherfucker have a hell of a smile on their face, disgrace these cats that be on these tight beats. Don't give it a treat, make them get swept off their feet. I got another treat. Yeah, I'm going to just stop right there, because guess what? It's time to split their hair and knock them on their derrieres because they saying life ain't fair, but I don't give a fuck. I don't care.
And as you know where I do stare, they don't know that my freestyle's rare. That's why these niggas sit down, chair. These niggas don't know I'm raw, bare. Lee even legal, that know the feeble. I'm so high, these niggas know I soar like eagles. That's why these niggas pump me up like sneakers. Understand this, I'm real hot, beakers. They don't know who I is, Chuck Swag, that nigga, he straight with the biz. And I rep that BFG. What's that stand for? Black Forest Gang, huh? Yes, you heard me. This is live off the top of the dome, and it shines so well you would have thought it was chrome. Rolex is blinging, and you know this shit is golden. I'm like just got living my life like it's golden, while the rest of y'all know that my pockets are swollen. Yes, 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 some bitches on Hulk Hogan. As I
attract
the rich beats and rich seats and rich seats, these niggas know, man, I straight bring the fuck heat. Fight dice, long lights, I don't even fuck with dice, but they all say that I'm right and obey their thirst like Sprite. I'm the tightest on the microphone. I'm going to drop the phone and say it was all phone. Whew.
We got to stop it there because it's going to keep going. It's going to keep going. We got to stop it right now.
Man, that's what it is. Y'all hearing it right here. This is what we do on Bang Out Radio Live with all the indie artists out there in the building. You know what I'm saying? If you're just now tuning into the show, I got my boy Repertoire in the building. I got my boy Chop Swag in the building. The whole Fully Loaded family is in the building. You know what I'm saying? I got my girl Bomb Bomb in the building. My girl Marley B. Shout out to everybody. You know what I'm saying? That's listening in. Say something to all the listeners out there, y'all. Say what's up.
She got the whole cast in her hair. She got the whole cast in her hair. We gon' rip y'all lamos up.
You know what I'm saying? Call her 24, 26.
Y'all
making
sense? Y'all listening right now?
Yeah, it's your boy. I'm back. You know, technical difficulties driving through these mountains and shit, but I'm back.
Welcome back, Yak.
What headlines?
Yep.
Yes, sir. Hey, I heard y'all spitting and shit like that. I wish I was on. I could have been spitting with y'all niggas like.
Hey, for those that don't know, some of y'all forgot because it ain't been brought up to y'all. This will happen. Gonna be a star-studded event.
Please believe it.
Yak the River versus Chalk Swag. We gonna get it in. You know, it's been a minute since I promoted this, so I need to go ahead and bust my Don King and do it again. You know, let everybody know that you're coming to America, one of the greatest places in America, to see one of the greatest spectaculars in the world. Not the ninth, not the eighth, not the seventh, not the fifth, not the sixth, not the third, not the fourth, but not even the second, but the first greatest spectacular ever, which will be Yak the River and Chalk Swag. Both competitors are very equally matched in the lyrical content. They are ready to battle. Yes, they are. So,
yeah,
for that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because
I'm not going to
let him great. If he keep talking job, I'll make it five.
Look, in case y'all didn't know, you know what I'm saying, this shit would have been happening, but a nigga on the road, you feel me, a nigga work, I be on the road, I go from state to state, you know what I'm saying, ain't like I could just go home, go back to Cali, and battle this nigga any day, you know what I'm saying, nigga be out on the road for weeks at a time, but when I do get that time to come home, please believe it's going down. I'm a Mayweather this nigga. You know what I'm saying? I like Chalk. You feel me? But, you know, I'm going to keep it 100. I'm going to keep it 100. I'm a Mayweather this dude.
He said
man.
Mayweather.
I'm
well, if you're going to be Mayweather,
I'm
just going to have to go ahead and Joe Lewis you. You know, I'm going to have to take you all the way back. I'm going to Kalazoo you. I'm going to go back all the way back to fighters. I'm going to Joe Calzacchi.
I'm a young eldest nigga like Smack. Who is this
man,
nigga?
No, I'm gonna have to hit me and holler this dude. They don't know. It's gonna be a ball game when I'm done with this cool
ball
dude,
game,
man.
Nigga.
They don't know. I'm gonna have to take him back to the WWE, man. It's just smell what Chalk is cooking. I'm gonna hacksaw
Jim Duggan this nigga like, oh.
Wow.
Well, you know something, brother? I'm gonna go ahead and do you like the Hulkster, brother. I want you to eat your vegetables. Take your vitamins. Say your prayers, brother. Because I'm going to rip you, brother.
Hey.
And I'm going to snap you like a slim Jim. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to take you all the way to the top.
We have another
I like this nigga, though. I like this nigga, but I'm going to have to eat him alive.
Well, y'all hearing it right now on Bang Out Radio. Just stay tuned for that live battle. You know, I will be bringing y'all footage of this battle. You know what I'm saying? And y'all need to come out and check it out. If you're in
the
city of Los Angeles, You know what I'm saying? Make sure you come through and see this battle live, full front, in front of the cameras, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to give them, you know what I'm saying, give everybody a good show, you know.
We're
going to
even have slow-mo so you can replay the lyrics that I spit at them. So when I say something like, I'm killing this nigga, you can play it back, I'm killing this nigga. Like, you can really do that. Like, we're going to have all that.
Wow,
we even had a chopped the school version. I'm killing this nigga.
Hey,
we
be prepared. We bring chopper.
Oh, I'm back on. Double no good. You already know. Fully loaded is
wow.
in the building.
For those that, if you leave, let us know you were leaving. We back in the door.
3347, you're live on Bengal Radio. What's good?
The king's in the house.
What's up with the king? Where you calling from?
I'm originally from Cali, Los Angeles, Hollywood. But I'm in Ohio right now.
Ohio!
Whack ass Ohio. I hate this fucking city, man.
It sucks.
We were just talking about ball thugs, and you out there where they came from, right?
Hey, you out there with the potatoes, bro.
Yeah, you out there in the land of
Wild. Just let you guys know, get ready for my shit coming out soon. It's hard, fools. For the homies that bring time and life in prison, talk for you guys, homies.
Much
love,
man.
Like, yeah, I got to go.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's what it is, you know. So,
hello?
What you got going on? I seen you on Facebook. You were saying that you signed the Aftermath Records now. So, what's good with that?
I don't know yet. I'm still negotiating about that right now.
Oh, shit. Next thing you know, you're going to be hold up. Wait a minute. King about to rip the shit. It's going to be hard. Why?
Hey, I'm going to sell my own shit. I got my own shit on lock right now with a couple of people.
Okay.
Don't
let all the muscles, don't let him punch you because, you know, he got big now. So he's still Lil Dre under all the muscles. So don't let Dr. Dre punch you. You know, he's still Lil Dre just with big-ass muscles now. And wear tight sweaters for no apparent reason.
Hey, Miss L.A. Dreamer.
Yeah.
Could you do a nigga people? Some fully loaded music, like, you feel me? I need the world to fill my squad, though.
Yeah, we about to get into some music. We warmed it up for y'all, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get into some music, and we coming back to the conversation right here on Bang Out Radio. You know, we're doing it right here like this, you know. Before we start the music, I want to let y'all in on the fact that we have an indie artist showcase coming up, Slash Leo Bass, August 14th. If you're interested and being a part of this indie artist bash, you know, you can hit Involve Records up, you know what I'm saying, or you can hit Star Mob Records CEO up. Either or, you know what I'm saying, let us know what's good with this. Star Mob, baby. If you're trying to get on the compilation, you know, with Universal Records, let us know what's good with that, you know. And I look forward to seeing everybody there. Come out and have a good time.
I'm there.
Network with all the artists that's
call.
Out there. We're going to have a live performance from Badass, none other than. There's going to be a lot of the different West Coast artists in the building, you know, so come out and support. And make sure you have fun, you know. This is going to be
and
a good day.
And I'm going to be there. Chalk Swag is going to definitely be there.
And if you can't make it on the 14th, try to come out on the
18th. Can you do me a favor?
What's that?
Hey, girl. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, you got my beats? You got my beats I sent you?
What is it under?
I'm
going to find while we're playing this track right here on Bang Out Radio, and then, you know, we're going to come
back. I got about a million beats on deck right now for slanging right now.
Okay. Well, let the listeners know where your links are to your music, you know, and, you know, they can get at you like that, and I'll be looking for some on the email, too. But, like, hit them with your links and let them know what's new with it.
Go on YouTube, look up Latin Boy Music.
Say that one more time. Latin Boy Music.
Latin. LatinBoyMusick.
That's what's
Latin
up.
Latin Boy.
Doctor, right here on Bang Out Radio.
Yep.
We about to get into some Fully Loaded.
And also look up my Reformation.
Just send it to me to my email address. Anybody that want to send me some music,
is ladrina.bangoutradio@gmail.com. I'm going to hit y'all with a DeLuza track. DeLuza, you know, he out there doing his thing out there, you know what I'm saying? If y'all heard my boy Wally Wallace on the last show last Tuesday from Bedside ENT, this is one of his artists right here, DeLuza, you know, and he always try to make it into the show, but unfortunately he can't a lot of times because he works and everything. But he did send me some tracks, you know, so I'm going to try to get it in, you know, and we're gonna hit y'all with that DeLuza. And right after that, we're about to get back to the panel right here on Bang Out Radio.
And Jay, don't be trying to take no power nap while the music on need it.
I'm over here taking one. Right.
We make the host in it, yes.
Yeah, you got a point.
We the all-stars. We the all-stars. I'm on your head. I'm on everybody's head. I don't care. It's all
right. Hey, you get on it. Hey, y'all go get on the court and play for a minute. I'm going to sit on the bench and have me a Gatorade. Go.
No problem. You know, I scoot it real quick. You know, 21-0. It's nothing. Yeah.
Hey, King.
Oh, Hocus Pocus, because I'm Hocus Pocus, hypnotic, obnoxious knowledge, using sensible profanity, only kicking universal sensation. You know what I'm saying? When I come through, I don't just do music. I do everything. You know what I'm saying? I make them come back for more and more every day. But right now, I'm going to drop a verse. Look, check. They say the way the boys spit, it really started to amaze me. The way the boys spit it, boys sway, was crazy. Crazy they say about the boy the way he spit. Call hazmat because that boy that's sick. Ghetto boy shit. Ghetto rap shit. Get with this. It's classic. Mr. Ridiculous. I'm real with this. You plastic. I'm about to triple platinum. If you rich, I'ma jack 'em. Talk about the set. Nigga bet I'ma crack 'em. Rack a black pool. Hulk is cool, calm, collected. Back in high school, I was trying to break a record. Freaky hoes taking off their clothes, getting naked. I had a hard head with a soft bed, check it. Now I got a hard knock flow, riding reckless. Concealed tech with diamonds on my necklace. Distributing while you disputing how I'm the bestest. Poet car producing exclusively on the westest. General, he's spitting raw, more like a beast. Grilling niggas, try boy you burgers, get it, got peace. They don't want beef, no, them not want beef. What's beef? Beef is you riding in the street. And after HP took out your wallet and your teeth. Modeling on the beat, steady grinding on my feet. Look, you already know I'm a freestyler, though. Look, check it out. It's Fully Loaded in the building. I'm killing. You already know that I'm here and I'm willing. Look, already killing. Make a million, do a billion. Shit, I'm on the league to go and sell a trillion. And that's me, HP. Hocus Pocus, crazy on the beat. I don't need no beat, I freestyle it raw. Shit, I'm grilling heat that unthaw. Ugh, love it.
Yeah, damn.
That was Hocus out, because Vam, niggas spit more shit and fire than Shazam. These niggas don't know I come with the cannon, go blam. And when I hit them so hard, you hear the sound go wham. Flat pow, bang, crash, boom, bow. These niggas celebrating like sis, boom, bah, woo, rah, rah. All you hear is sound flashing and crashing, doom, boom, blah. Action style status. That's how I rap at it. That's why when I'm doing magic, it's something like acrobatics. Flip it over.
Whoa,
and
rip it,
don't do it.
Y'all
skip it.
Like
I'm Chuck Swaggy. Y'all know I had to rip it.
I got it made. Hey, hey, see, I got it made. Hey, hey, I got it made. Hey, see, I got it made. It's the losing, I'm out to win. My love, your skin, I'm saying. Yes, man, we can chill and relax. Haters can't attack this love as an action. Yup, it's a fact that I love that. She said she love that, cause I never stir her wrong. She call me husband, I call her loveless. We sip bubbly. She rarely cheat more, she geeks off a moment. So we get to it, she been through it. For her past, I see through it. She knew it, that's why she my gal. She used to date the same sex. Said she never liked dudes, cause they only wanna hit and so disrespectful. She so tight in that rope, I let her hop on top. She lured with the ride while I give her a massage. Down below, I even lick a toe, and them the only toes that I ever licked before.
I got a high young lady, she got a little straight away,
yeah.
But that's gravy, we getting paid. Okay, I love my babe, she make me say,
like my dreads used to. And when I had them, she'll wash them right before she twist and have me looking good. She thick like the sister, there's no competition. Leave them cool, victim. Now get it understood, my little girl is a goddess. Not cause of her looks, but awareness. Everything about her blessing when she spazzed. Her spirit's so attractive, I'm thinking about marriage. Above average, street classes, so natural. She's an asset to my franchise. Home date dies, there's pocket change. She my everything, I tell her everything. Just so she know, I'm true. She even get what she don't need to know. Like some skis on the low. No fam, I ain't lying, I set some hoes out, but this little woman is mine.
I got a fine young lady, she got a little shade of weight, but that's gravy, we getting paid. Okay, I love my babe, she make me say, I got a man, I got a man. I got a fine young lady, she got a little shade of weight, but that's gravy, we getting paid. Okay, I love my babe, she make me say,
double backing.
Yeah. Shout out to my boy, Mr. Peels. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy, The Loser, with that first track that I played right there. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up with it. You know, we're getting it in right here on Bang Out Radio. As the switchboard refreshes, you know, I'd like to, you know what y'all opinions are, you know, about so the thing that we talked about today. If you haven't stated your opinion, you know, about what's going on in the music industry with these people with these tight beats, but they're coming off super, super whack. What's up with that, you know?
I didn't get my shot at that. Well, anybody as a producer, you know what, it's kind of hard on that part because I'm a real person. Like, if I got somebody on one of my tracks and they not coming with it, especially when it comes with the ad-libs, and I'm telling them constantly over and over again, hey, man, you need to go ahead and maybe you should add this in there. You know what? It disgraces me because a lot of these people getting away with actually disgracing some of these tracks, and some people don't put their, you know what I'm saying, foot down, let them know, like, hey, you point blank, you don't have what it takes. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of artists are getting away with. There's a lot of tracks, like my boy, I think it was Chalk, one of them brought up, what's his name, Mr. Bill, Lil Bill, or Lil B. That was a perfect example of a person. That person, it boils my blood a little bit, because, you know what I'm saying, you know, some of these producers, you know, okay, yeah, you're getting paid or whatever, but at the same time, you got people that don't even really have talent, you know what I'm saying, honestly, don't have the talent to be spitting and rapping. Or a lyricist or a rhyme artist, whatever you call yourself, they really just get, you know what I'm saying, they get a pass, and I hate people opening doors like that.
It clutters up the game for everybody else that's in
the
game.
Yeah. It's real game.
Like, you know, it's one thing I think people don't realize, like, especially producers, like, you have a gift, like, to put that shit together, to arrange sounds in an order and put them together and make music. Like, that's a gift, you know what I'm saying? So when you just do that shit, just do it, and you feel like, oh, I can do it, so I'm the shit at doing it, so it don't really matter, and you just throw away beats to anybody, you know what I'm saying? That's a waste of your talent, you know what I'm saying? And then that's a waste of time, talent. If you're doing it for the wrong reason, it's the same thing with rapping. If you're doing it for the wrong reason, music in general, if you're doing it for the wrong reason, you're gonna get bad results. You're not gonna be happy with what you're doing. You're just gonna be satisfied for the moment. It's like a quick fix. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I tell people, like, take everything you do in this music serious to the heart. This is something I take to the heart. As a producer and a rapper and a singer, I don't even say I'm all three of those. I say I'm an artist, because an artist creates. Lil Wayne said something very, very influential where he said, I'm an artist. If you give me a canvas, I can create something. And I respect that. I'm an artist. Music is my canvas, so I'm going to create something. And what I'm going to create is going to be a masterpiece. So, you know, that's how producers need to look at their music, as in, this is a masterpiece. And then they need to look at who they're giving their music to. Like, I don't give anybody a beat unless they prove to me that they're worth the music.
That's how
I do my music.
It's
nothing personal, but if you say you can spit, I need to hear you spit, and I need to hear you need to convince me that I need to give you anything. Otherwise, I'm going to charge you, like, high as hell, and you're going to damn near say, no, I'm not going to pay that price. But that's how I feel about my music. Like, once I let it go, I can't go back. You know, I still got the original version, but I can't go back and do nothing with it. It's gone. I've given it to you. So now it's yours. Legally, it's yours. We paid for it. So at least if I give it to somebody, I want to make sure it's invested back into me right. You know what I'm saying? I want to be able to fall in love with it again. If you can
That's
make me
real.
Fall in love with the music that I make again, then it's worth me just giving it to you, because I know I'm going to get the same result every time.
Yeah. I also think, you know, that it's highly an honor for certain artists to utilize different artists' beats, you know, and I think it shows a sign of respect when they do, you know, get on the track and do it, you know, but I think it's showing even more respect to you know, if you can't live up to their standards, don't even mess with it, you know.
First of all,
I mean,
Beast wouldn't. I ain't gonna say Swizz Beatz. I'm gonna say Kanye West wouldn't go out and give. Matter of fact, he wouldn't even work with somebody at a standard like Soulja Boy, you know what I'm saying, or YG, and you not giving them full everything. Because if he already know he going to shit on your track. If he's featuring on it, he's going to shit on the track, period. He's going to shit on everything you're saying. His verse is going to, it's going to turn the song into his song instead of your song. So he is not even going to fuck with you like that unless you're an artist like Big Sean who shows, like, oh, I'm about to go ham on you. If I'm not going to be better than you, we're going to be equal or something. You know what I'm saying? That's gonna make him fall in love with working with you. That's the same way I feel about my music. Like, make me want to compete with you. Make me don't just give up the beat like, oh, here, you can have it. No, make me want to be like, oh, I got to jump on that shit. Because 9 times out of 10, rappers don't even jump on everything that they produce. Not because they don't like it, or it just might be just at the time when you made it, it wasn't fitting you at that time. And it was tailor-made for somebody else to get on. And then whoever got on it, that just might inspire you to be like, hey, I need to jump on this too. You know what I'm saying?
That's real. Yeah. We got a caller 2426. You're live on Bang Out Radio.
You didn't even have to announce me. Nah, my shit keep going out, and then they come back in, and I just call right back because a nigga trying to listen to everything
that's
going down.
That's what's up.
We got all-stars. They don't quit. All-stars
that's
don't
right.
quit. Y'all don't quit.
I'm
like, that's why I love my Bang Out All-Stars. We don't quit. If my phones hang up, my mama whipping our ass in the background, yelling and screaming, you know, we hang up, we call right back anyway. You know,
right
like,
back.
We up in here.
Look, we got some repertoire music for y'all. This one is called Highly What? I don't know if repertoire is still on.
Oh, okay. Which one is it?
Okay, we got a track called Highly Funk right
here. I told
y'all
about playing Black Ops and trying to be on the radio at the same time.
Hey, I'm about to put this right here for y'all. Y'all let me know what y'all think about this track right here, Repertoire.
Yep.
Hey, y'all hear about that new club they got opening up tonight?
Shit, is it going down like an all-lesbian orgy?
Drinks for 14.
Shit.
Ladies get in for free.
Oh, man. You serious?
I'm going to go check it out.
Shit, I'm right behind you, nigga. Don't let the motherfucking door hit you, because I'm gone.
Hey, for real, you know
what? Hey, let me in the club.
Wait, I need to play this.
Nah, motherfucker.
Oh, yes, all right. We want y'all to gather around and get down to sound and nine. That hip folks to put your ears slapping so tight. Put it on the shelves and watch it take flight. The house are making sales, the future looks bright. And if you couldn't tell by the note, the game's tight. And the haters to hell, so through the flames might. Post it like an assassin's scope. Hey,
there's a party going on.
Where?
Rob gave me the call. He said he's rolling with the mob and he's open to see all y'all at the Head Hustle Palace. You know where they keep you cracking, where the music steady flowing and the match is flowing and macking. These ladies can't understand how we came and gone, get the game. Breaking biggies, sinking down, and I make them go feel my pain. I give two dust about to get where you drop and let you be. And if you didn't come to party, it's time for you to leave. It bumps to be the vibe that's making you knock your knees. And the heat behind this mic is enough to make you free. Ladies and gentlemen, go ahead, proceed on party. And don't you ever touch my mic, bro. You just said sorry. It goes A to the E, to the A, to the D. When my nigga Steve Rob in the place to be, and where they DZ on the beat, what you around to see? It's a hot sweat, it's finally coming out to D.
Oh, yes, all right. We want y'all to gather around and get down to the sound tonight. That hip holster, put your ears laughing so tight. Put it on the shelves and watch it take flight. The house are making sales, the future looks bright. And if you couldn't tell, better know the game's tight. And the haters to hell, so fill up flames, might. Hold it like an assassin's scope, ain't style. Me and my hunters in the recording session, folks. With some herb about to be roasted. Tall cans and all varieties being toasted. Whips and all varieties being ghosted. Electricity flowing in the verse. My tongue getting corroded, exploded. Sound like galloping. Terrorist is my focus, I don't ever have to flex. Usually niggas out of back, you know who the low is. And those that keep it real and stay true, they're usually who my focus. And if I can't be found, I'm usually where the smoke is. And there's no need to act bashful and shy. Double A's got a punch, jumping up high. Gotta see your eye off, you looking in the ground. Got a forest cooking if you wanna take off the plot. Bringing a hip hop to sound that won't be denied. Got a chirp on my mobile, from a phone telling me to watch out for the road. But they can leave lip prints on my cheeks, I pay mortgage, I'm not a hobo. So I have this beautiful middle finger, does anyone wanna take a photo? Oh yes, all right. We want y'all to gather round and down to sound tonight. That hip on the put your ears loud and so tight. Put it on the shelves and watch it take flight. And I'll just make
can tell the future looks bright. And if you couldn't tell, better know the game's tight. And here's the hell, so fill up flames mine. Pull like an assassin with scope. Z to the R-A-Z-Y-D. H-E-A-D, yeah, that's me. Chillin' with my comrades, the Jonathan G. Freeze. Hit him with a pen and pad right before he sneezed. I swear to God, pimpin', that I was gon' make cheese. That's why I gotta keep spittin' heat on the beat. Cannibalistic, realistic, with a flow so genuine. Can't get no litter than this, stop the beatin', hit rewind. We gon' party all night with these chickens, that's a jack. I done already flipped one of these pigeons on their back. Matter of fact, go get that, cause I got that dope stack. Concho niggas rippin' flows, eatin' at you like Prozac. Low Jack ain't got nothing on this. That's why I had to go to slow it down. Hit you with a honcho twist and just give it my swagger. Eat a bull like a dagger, can't get caught stacking if you know what I mean.
Oh yes, alright. We want y'all to gather round and down the sound tonight. That hip holster with the ears slapping so tight. Put it on your shelves and watch it take flight. And how to make it feel the future looks bright. And if you couldn't tell, better know the game's tight. And here's the hip so fill up flames mine. Hold it like an assassin with scope. Ain't
time. Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Know these niggas, why ain't letting us see?
I'm trying to tell. It's over already.
Nigga, it was over when we got here, you lying ass.
It can't be over.
Nigga, I ain't got the gas to come again. Nigga, you owe me.
Hey.
That's
what's up with that, man? When did you do that track right there?
That was a few years ago, and if anybody caught on, you know what I'm saying, my other alias is Adonis, you know what I'm saying? That's another alias that I went by at the time, so if y'all heard Adonis, that's my other alias. But the title of that track was called Hip Funkestra. That's a blend of hip-hop, funk, and orchestra that I made up, and that's off of my solo album that I'm putting together. So, yeah, that right there is the title, Hip Funk for sure. You know what I mean? Get that vibe right there. We're live right now. Bang out, everybody. You feel me?
Bang out with you.
That's a slapper right there. That's a slapper right there. Hey, for those that listen.
By the way, I did produce the track as well.
you
got to throw that in there.
A whole all-star team of production and artists. Like, man, like I said, the last show we had, like, we need to go ahead and get this all-star, this bang-out all-star CD going cracking, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, like, if y'all don't know by now, the listeners out there, man, everybody here on this show, dude, we call in every show, every week, and we listening to our music.
I'm going to, you know, let y'all know, oh, my God, and I might cry. I just want to tell all of you guys out here, all y'all indie artists that's doing it major like that, y'all all out there representing for yourself, your squad, your music, your gift, your talent. I really want to say I appreciate y'all calling in and Bang Out Radio, supporting us, allowing us to give y'all that platform to share y'all music with the world. Shout out to King Minor Loco, you know what I'm saying? He's doing his thing. He's making them hot Latin beats out there. Look him up. Hit me on Facebook. Shout out to my girl Marley B. You know what I'm saying? Very supportive of everything I'm doing.
Shout out to my girl,
I didn't even know she was still, but you know, Topaz Lachey. You know what I'm saying? I want to give a shout out to my girl Lyric Mulani. You know what I'm saying? Lyric Mulani. She look out for the whole Bang Out Radio family. You know what I'm saying? And I want to personally say thank you. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a little emotional. But even though y'all asses never hit the like button on my shit, on my fucking wall.
Hey, I hit like, okay, don't go there. Because I will let it rain and clear it out all up on this radio. So, okay, don't let it go.
I just want to say that I love y'all, though. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate everything y'all doing. And I want y'all to keep coming back and blessing Bang Out Radio, showing your support, you know what I'm saying? And it ain't just that Bang Out Radio listeners out there that's listening into the show. I don't want y'all to ever feel like we target and we play favoritism with artists. It's just the ones that call in and support is the ones we support. If y'all call in, you send your music to us, we are non-biased. We play everybody's music that we know.
Except Soulja Boy, YG, who else is whack? Tyler the Creator, Lil B. Anybody else that's wax, we just don't play.
That's
I want to give
sick.
A shout out to my homeboy Bro and Sparkle. You know what I'm saying? My boy Bro and my homegirl Sparkle out there. You know what I'm saying? Listening to the show all the time. My boy Caleb. You know what I'm saying? And his wife that's listening to the show. I want to shout out, you know, my little guy out there in the 702 with
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That listens to the show.
Man.
All these people that I know for sure listening to the show.
I gotta go, man.
You know, I gotta shout out Brandon Dopey Perry too, cause he listens to Bang Out Radio all the time. All
right.
You know what I'm saying? I want to give a shout out to everybody that supports Bang Out Radio. You know, and doing it to the utmost. You know, because we definitely gonna hold you down and keep supporting your music. You know, we want y'all to keep sending us the music. And if I don't play your music on this show, you got what 5 more days out of the week to keep the music in. You know, and get it in rotation right now on Bang Out Radio.
Definitely on the 14th, anywhere between that, we linking up and we doing something. That's real talk. And if y'all ain't with it, too bad. I'm gonna pull y'all in the studio, whether y'all sleep or awake. We getting some shit done. Y'all on that?
Exactly. We definitely
yeah.
on that. And all those that don't know, I need y'all to go ahead and check me out on Facebook. Chalk Swag Black Forest. That's BlackForeut. Not an SZ. Also check out the Reverb Nation Chalk Swag. Also check me out my Facebook music page Chalk Swag. Also, you know, I got too many pages, but coming soon, Flight School, the music video is coming soon. I'm going to be hitting everybody up because I'm trying to do it big. This is going to be my first video, so I'm trying to do it big. We're trying to go on some Hype Williams type shit. We're trying to really do it big. So be looking out for it. We're trying to do it for, you know, school session about to start again. You know, August is here, so, you know, we about to really just drop that knowledge on them, man. We about to really drop that knowledge, and we about to really just murder the game. So check me out, Facebook, Chalk Swag. Also hit me on Twitter, Chalk Swag. Let me go ahead and say that correctly, Chalk X Swag 87. Hit me up on the Twitter. Follow your boy. Hit my Hulk share up. That's also Chalk Space Swag. That has all of my music on there. It's downloadable right now. Hit all that up.
This nigga, okay, y'all. If y'all don't Google Chalk Swag,
if y'all don't Google me, I'm gonna come find you. I'm gonna just start adding people. I'm just going on Facebook to and start adding people till they put me
out of
on probation. Till they put
that's
me on probation, and they suspend my account, and I'm gonna make a whole nother account. The same thing. It's
right
doing it over again.
Shit.
Yeah,
body bagging and
kidnapping.
Exactly.
Let the listeners out there know if you're trying to send your music to Bang Out Radio, once again it's ladrina.bangoutradio@gmail.com. If you want to add me to Facebook, go ahead and add me. It's facebook.com/curetic. That's CureTic. Check me out on YouTube. Add me to Twitter. Ladrina So Cali, and I promise y'all I am working my
that's too long.
Now.
Just Google it.
You know, that's what's up with it. You know, I want to shout out to Mr. Pills, too. You know what I'm saying? I got an upcoming project.
Shout out to Mr. Pills, man. He hit me up this week, man.
Be looking out for that Mr. Pills featuring L.A. Drina joint that's coming up. You feel me?
And look
y'all
out
y'all
for
be
Mr. Pills
for
and Chalk Swag, too, because that's going to be popping, too. Another shout out to
the
DSP.
Yeah, be looking out for
the
L.A. Drina Chalk Swag, Mr. Pills, Reputatory, a.k.a. Adonis, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Look for that whole track. That track going to be bananas. And shout out to Black Forest Gang, the whole crew, the whole Black Mafia squad. Shout out to Donnie Simone. Shout out to the Meal Ticket, ENT. Shout out to everybody that's fucking with your boy right now. You know what I'm saying? If I missed any names, you know, just all love. You know what I'm saying? All love, because that's all we're doing is trying to show love anyway and trying to make it happen in this little thing we call music, man. That's all we're trying to do.
Yeah, since everybody giving shout outs, first of all, I want to give a
shout out.
I want
to
give a shout out. Oh, all day, that's my bro right there.
A lot.
Shout out to L.A. Drina, you feel me? Because if it wasn't for her,
I wouldn't even be on this motherfucking radio station, you feel me? Her, Big Headache, you feel me? They wouldn't follow me on Reverb Nation, you know what I'm saying? Hit me up, told me everything was good. So a nigga start calling in, start getting all kind of love, you feel me? So I'm going to shout them out all day. And I just found out that me and Big Headache, we got a relationship besides that, you feel me? He cool with my fam, I'm cool with his fam, so it's all gravy, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be working together all the time. Shouts out to my squad, Hocus Pocus, Young Nove, my nigga Ghost, my little bro J-Bo, the homegirl Kilani out there in the 702, you feel me? All my YTZ niggas, y'all know what it is. Holla at your boy.
That's any more shout-outs? Yes, it's Marley B in the building. Y'all know I want to give my shout-outs real, real quick, but, you know, all the Bank Out Radio families and their extended families, and that's it. Now, I want to give out my links. My links are Facebook, Twitter. You can go to my Reverb Nation. You can find me at ReverbNation.com. Marley B. That's number one, Marley B. And you can listen to my music and enjoy my voice. That don't sound like this when I'm hoarse.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to listen to it as soon as we get off.
You know, I want to take up no more time with, like, 50 links real quick because I can, you know, give them out on my show tomorrow. And y'all can call in on my show tomorrow from 5 to 7, same number, same place.
Okay. And let me get that house. And let me get your mama's number, your auntie, your sister. Let me get all that those numbers so me and you can, you know, hook something up, you know, hit up the Olive Garden, you know, 2-for-1.
Marley B, you need to leak some of your music. Marley B been working on a project, y'all. Y'all look out for Marley B. She got some hot shit coming. That's all I can tell y'all. You know, she got some hot shit coming. So be looking for the evolution of Marley B. She's doing it bad.
I'm really
about to just, you know, it's a lot of R&B out there that I'm not feeling right now. So I'm about to just, you know, shut people down. I said it. And so,
hey, let's do that. I'm on that. I'm ready to work.
It's about to go down.
I'm about to shut it down.
I'm doing
all work together.
I'm leaving the rap up to the people who've been putting in so much time and heart into rapping, because I only was, you know, dabbling in the rap for about 9 months to a year, and I feel like, you know, I had a baby, and now, yeah, I gave it away. So now it's time for
me to... Okay, your dream came and left. All right.
My arm, that's what my heart is, and that's what where I'm going to stay, so stay tuned.
Chocolate and butter coming soon.
Hey, if y'all heard that right here on Bang Out Radio, make sure y'all tune in for West Good Wednesday still tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to hit y'all with some more music on Bang Out Radio. You know, I'm about to give y'all a nice hot blend, and if y'all want to discuss some more, we can still stay on. If you guys don't want to hang up, y'all don't have to hang up. You know, I'm going to still be on. You know, we just want to be live streaming in like about 10 minutes from now. But if you want to stay online with us, you know what I'm saying, and chop it up, do so. Go ahead and
stay online. I got a wife and kids. We're talking about dollars, boy.
Oh, well,
hey, Ladrina. Ladrina.
Huh?
I'm on here. I ain't going nowhere.
Ladrina.
You know I ain't going nowhere, Ladrina. I'm just playing. Go here, take me a lot serious. You know I ain't got no wife and kids.
We're not, but you know,
this is a wife
your Facebook status is making me feel like you in a relationship. And look, we got a caller
and
right here. 5398.
Hello.
5398. You're live on Bang Out Radio. And
yo, what's up? But this big old represent Fully Loaded. You know what I'm saying? Gotta give a shout out to my boy Yak out there. You know, doing this dang shit.
That's right. That's right.
Shout out to everybody over here too, though. You know what I'm saying? Doing their thing and shit. You know.
I'm just listening, folks. Cause we wild out here.
Yeah,
I'm just listening,
though.
Yeah, that's what's up with it. We appreciate that.
I've been calling for the last couple of days here, y'all. I was saying Nicki Minaj is whack, so I need to hear y'all get her off of there. I'm not
there right
there. Who? I'm the person that said Nicki Minaj is whack, so I need a female.
Oh, yeah, I remember you from the Friday show that Nicki Minaj was whack.
I thought you said Nas was whack. I almost dropped my phone.
I was like, hold on, wait a minute.
I fuck with Nas, though. I was like, hold on. You ain't got no choice but to mess with Nas.
Exactly. I'm about to say, hold on, somebody is tripping in the Bang Out field.
Hey, that's like my boy Hocus Pocus. He posted that Got Yourself a Gun on his Facebook, and I was like, wait, I just downloaded that song just a few minutes ago. You know,
I Got Yourself a Gun. It's hard, though. It's real hard.
I'm about to blend up some music real quick. You know what I'm saying? Stay on, stay tuned. If you girl, LA Gina. I'm about to blend up music for y'all real quick. I'm about to hit my boy, young Sir Pharaoh. You know what I'm saying? He's doing it like that. You know what I'm saying? Sir J. Pharaoh. You know what I'm saying? Repping that Bay Area. You know what I'm saying? With this track called Boom Boom Blap. You know? Help. The hustler is on this one. Let's go.
Bad. I am so sorry.
her just like Jupiter.
You can't catch me swagging on my surfboard up on Jupiter.
Swag, surf, but she came around my way. My name's King Taya, we ain't on the same page. My top dropping, my trunk popping, my fist hanging, your jaw dropping, your wheels widening, your feet bopping, your King Taya, you too hot. ELS, you can party my swag. I never been a cheater, always hopping out the jack. King Taylor, team knowing, showtime, honey. Being 5'6" on the track, yeah, we showing naked ass. Hey,
try to put my homie Prime on the motherfucking leash. Y'all will keep the side of the motherfucking street. My mind's under stress, I'm being nonetheless. No, I said I'm really not feeling my pain. Living this deep college, I'm tired of college. Saying that you love me, what you really want my money. Now he does keep tripping, cause every time I tell him I'm a Gemini, they predict me to breathe fire. Cartier frame, but God refrain. You know I'm a motherfucking baller, man. When I come through the club, all the ladies start cheering. Cause I got the stacks and I throw them at the ceiling.
War guy. Forever and ever, you know I always love you. Even though you a gold digging bug, the real still, girl, you always keep it real. Even on a bad day, you make it a good day. Always on top of shit, sensei. Right. Always gonna do the first thing that a nigga say. You will pop your ass for a little cash, huh? Jump through them loops, bust the man, no extension. This is what you missing. When I grip that crop from the back, they're missing. Dudes listen, the girls be game. In this damn year, see, we all in the same thing. It's like the whole world done sniff cocaine. Sip coke, sip crack straight to the brain.
Oh, you had to hit it with that.
Check myself out real quick. Damn, you know what? Nobody better than this veteran. There's no comparison. Yep. You beating me, not irrelevant. Why you speaking gibberish? I'm second president. Rhymes are cleverish. My rhyme book is epic. Got so much cheese that I name myself after it. Stay so clean like a magnet. I attract a bitch. Stack a lot of greens. Pockets fat like a busted lip. Hating niggas greasy like a bag of potatoes. Why this dude rapping, man? He's a producer. I'm also a lyrical abuser, you living in the past. I take you back to the future. I'm needed in the game, like updates on computers. Stay looking fresh, clean fits with the shades on. Got a lot of greens, all I'm missing is the croutons. Digging the scene with a gangster lean. And the ladies only say one thing. What's that?
Ain't I clean?
Ain't I clean?
Super cool, super mean. And I'm here to do my thing.
I fuck my, all the niggas probably yo.
wanna look like Lucy. I'm feeling on their booty, and they're not too embooty. Bitches ain't shit, but hoes and tricks. But groupies coming through and they just ask me dick. And yeah, they can get it from me, but they gotta catch me out because the dick ain't free. And I got this groupie bitch that can't cook for shit, and always got an attitude, I can't stand that bitch. I got this one groupie bitch, I swear she a G, cause she made me catch feelings and she threw it through to me. Another groupie bitch with a
saying we got a chance to do a little blend, you know what I'm saying, on Bang Out Radio.
Oh, I like that.
Okay, repertoire, you still online, right? You know,
Yeah,
like we trying to put together a performance for Labor Day. I don't know if you heard about that. You know, it's supposed to be happening with your uncle, actually, is trying to coordinate something with that. So, you know, I heard from my mom, Big Gina, and she told me about it, so I don't know. You need to call at your folks and see what's good with that, you know?
What? Say that. You said, what'd you say? Run that back one more again.
The OGs has put together a show that's supposed to be happening, you know, from the other day. They want us to perform at it, you and all of my affiliates. So we need to try to make it happen, you know, if you can, you know.
Where at?
Who else is online, too? Yeah.
I guess it's,
who else is live right now? Yeah, I mean, that's what's up. You know, if you interested in putting together a show for them, you know, let me know what's up with that. You know, and send me some more music. I want y'all all to send me some more music. You know, if you got some more music, you know, send me something else so I can keep it in rotation right here on the show.
Party.
You know, I've been trying to get everybody in. But today we just had a deep discussion, you know, so I didn't get a chance to really play music like I really wanted to on the show.
Yeah, that's
what Topaz Lachey is for. On Thursday, she does replay Thursday, so all the tracks that, you know, that's in the switchboard, she go back and she replay all of them. Yeah, even the ones that we replay, she goes through on Thursday. So if you don't even hear it, the songs on the Tuesday show or the Wednesday show or the Monday show, you know, you can always catch replay Thursday and have your fans and stuff to call into the Thursday show. That way they can request your songs too, you know.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to get. I got so much more to send you. Trust and believe that. I got so much stuff to send. But I'm trying to, you know, get my I've been rehearsing and everything, get my performance ready, because I'm definitely looking forward to attending on the 14th. I don't give a damn if I don't do anything else. I'm making sure I'm gonna make that. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, for sure. You know. Yeah, that thing right there is official right there. So, I'm looking forward to seeing y'all out there, you know what I'm saying, doing a damn thing, you know. Yeah, that's what it is. You know,
If anything else, I'm trying to go get the hell up out of Bakersfield, go have me a good time out there in the city, you know, and meet y'all, you know what I'm saying, meet everybody that's affiliated and get acquainted or whatnot, you know. Because my uncle, he called me and woke me up. He called me. Matter of fact, I think it was either Thursday or Wednesday. I was sleeping. He was like, "Hey man, why you didn't tell me, man? You on the radio like that and this and that." And I'm like, "I didn't really know it was like that." He was like, "Yeah, man. T-Con told me, man. Playing your stuff and all this, man. Why you didn't call me?" He was pissed off. I was like, "Oh, my bad, huh? You know, nigga be working, grinding." But I've been on there. We've been contacting each other and, you know, doing the thing, and he was like, "Well, why you didn't let me know?" I was like, "Hey, man, I'll be, you know, be busy, but yeah, I'm gonna keep him posted so he don't, you know, go off on me." I've never, the crazy part is, I've never met my uncle ever.
Really?
Nah, I never met him. When I was a baby, you know, unfortunately, he had to do some time or whatever. But when I finally see him, that'd be my first time ever seeing him. You know what I'm saying? So.
Oh,
I look forward to that, too.
Yeah, that's what's up. You know, we got to put something together between Bakersfield and Antelope Valley, too. You know, maybe try to get something lined up out there, get a show cracking out that way, you know, in Bakersfield. I want to do something like that. Indie artist showcase. I know it's a lot of rappers out there in Bakersfield, but, you know, maybe you could network with them and find out who they are, you know.
Yeah, that's what I was going to tell you, too. Like next show, I'm going to try to get my cousin stuff, they doing their thing big out here. My boy boy Young Black with his entertainment group, the Perf Click or whatever. They doing their thing. I'm trying to get him some stuff to use, you know, get stuff to use or whatnot. And I don't know if on Facebook you accepted my sister's report. Well, I suggested her to you, Janelle Peavy. She's doing a lot of things too, as far as promoting and getting funds to build labels and all kind of stuff. So, you know what I'm saying? I figured that'd be a good good network right there, good network to be out in Atlanta. And I know Mr. Fields is out there too. So I was like, you know what, we need to link him up too, because man, he got a lot of shit going on.
Hell yeah, I mean, that's what it's about. Like, I mean, I be hoping, like, that everybody even use Bang Out Radio as a network, too. Like, you know, there be artists that be calling in from, like, South Dakota and New York and all that. You know, that's a good opportunity to, like, get plugged into different, you know, get a whole unit of people that support you everywhere. And that's what I've been trying to do for myself, you know, is just kind of get linked up with a lot of people. That way, I know that, you know, when I go out there, it's all love, you know. I've had artists that come from New York to Cali, you know, and stay with us for a while and kick it with us, and I showed them around L.A. and got a chance to, you know, record some stuff with them, take them to all the clubs, plug them in to the different promoters, so when they make it back to Cali on their official business, you know, they already plugged into the right connections to get in the booth, to get in the studio, even got hotel, you know, cheap price hotels for them to stay in, you know, quality hotels and stuff that they can stay in for reasonable discounts, you know. Yeah, I mean, just different stuff, you know, and that's the same with the ATL, you know. I have a network of people that's out there too, to where when we go to ATL and it's time to start promoting music out there, you can really get it in. You ain't got to worry about being lost in the city. A nigga's going to pick you up right from the airport. You feel me? Show you love, take you to they whatever they got going, because most artists have their own club that they function with all the time. You ain't got to worry about paying to get in, free bottles, you know what I'm saying, doing it like that.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean that's the way I like to do it, you know, when I link up with artists. That way, you know, when I come in town, it's all love and vice versa. When they hit my city, I'm going to show them love. I'm going to make sure, you know, I take care of them, you know, so they don't be all lost, you know, lost in the city. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, and what's up with you? I'm trying to, I'm gonna keep feeding tracks to you, so when you get one that if you feel like you want to get off on, let me know, so that way I could, go and do some revamping and tweaking or whatever needs to be done, because, you know, I'm trying to work with every, you know what I'm saying, all y'all, you know. I can't work with everybody, but, you know what I'm saying, I see what you're working with, and I definitely know, I got some tracks that I know that are fitting, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, that's what's up with it. I appreciate it, you know. I guess I'm still, like, really trying to find my feel in the music. You know, I don't really think I have a feel. I think I just have all-around feel for the industry. I love certain types of music, but if it's a nice beat, I always get on them. You know what I'm saying? I don't really, like, discriminate on beats, you know. But, like, even with myself, I try not to discriminate on that either. But, you know, I've been trying to lay low with my music right now because I got some fire I've been working on. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna bring that to the table because, you know, I don't think a lot of people believe, or they, even if they believe, they don't understand. They probably just think, oh yeah, she gonna keep doing mixtapes. I've been working on a gang of original beats lately. I've been getting a lot of original beats lately, so I got something I'm gonna drop, and they ain't gonna know what hit them. You know what I'm saying? So. I'm like, you know, I'm just, it's all in the making. By the first of the year, I'm dropping up, but heat is, I got tracks with a lot of different artists that's out there in the industry already, but I don't even put them out there yet, because I'm going to just wait, and I'm going to come with them hits back to back to back to back, you know what I'm saying? Back to back.
That's
what's up. You know? Yep.
I want to get on some of that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All the stuff I do with all the artists that, you know, that I'm networking with right now, I'm going to drop all of my heat with all my feature artists you know, back to back to back. It's going to be L.A. Drina featuring Repertoire, L.A. Drina featuring Chop Sweat, L.A. Drina featuring so-and-so, so-and-so. I'm going to just keep coming back to back with those because I've been working a lot of them. I just got Mr. Peel's track the other day. I'm about to work on his shit, you know, and send that back to him, you know. It's him and another artist on that track, but I'm going to work that with him, you know what I'm saying? Then I'm going to be ready to go to the ATL and perform that one because I don't know what kind of buzz, but Mr. Pills is making noise out there where he at. A lot of people don't know anything because he's calling to Bang Out Radio and he have a lot of time on his hands of calling to Bang Out Radio. That nigga is the truth out there. He's just using the West Coast as another networking tool, too, because that way people can know about his music out here. But he already making a big-ass... He's making an issue out here.
You know the thing about Mr. Pills, when I got on Bang Out Radio about 3 or 4 sessions ago or whatnot, when he got on there and we was talking about, we got the subject, but the way he presented himself and he talked about how he, you know, he grind and, you know, he's just humble and he basically, you know what I'm saying, he said he used to do Christian rap and stuff, you know what I'm saying? It takes a lot for a cat to go out and just throw that out there because he ain't worried about no image or facade, you know what I'm saying? He about the music, he about doing it and doing it right. That's exactly where I'm at with it. And, like, me and him was on that same page, and ever since I was, you know what I'm saying, same thing with Chuck, you know what I'm saying? You know, he gets the wordy, he mouthy, but you know what I'm saying? Mr. Pills, though, man, yeah, I respect the way he do his thing, you know what I mean? And soon as we linked up on Facebook, he shot me a link to get, you know what I'm saying, post my music on his shit, you know what I'm saying, instantly. I'm like, see, that's what I'm talking about, you know?
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, and just keep on networking with all of them. That's what I'm saying, like, because we all can use each other in some type of way as a force to push each other out there. Like, a lot of people say when they get off the Bang Out Radio, they come back to their page on Facebook, they're like, damn, I got a new friend request. You know what I'm saying? It's because... you know, they networking and they getting it in like that. And I think that's a good tool, you know, another tool that you can use to, you know, promote your music and all that stuff. And by us all, you know, networking and supporting each other, shit, it's going to happen. Somebody's about to make it.
God damn it.
Yep. Somebody's about to make it.
I left and didn't tell y'all because I'm irresponsible for not saying nothing, so I'm just going to just say I'm back. Somebody update me what the hell y'all talking about. Gotta join in.
We was just talking about
you
how
asshole.
We love you. You was in the conversation.
I was what I say. I said something.
Yeah. Nah, we
wasn't talking about swag. Ain't nobody giving a shit about no swag, man. Get the fuck out of here.
I mean, if y'all need that, you know, I'm still handing out body bags. You know, we off the air. It's nothing.
Body bag is so sagging.
Ha ha.
Gucci body
bag. All shapes and sizes. Gucci Prada,
baby. Hey, why you didn't join in on my little, I sent you a little flow. You said something about the body bag, and I was waiting for you to jump back in and start rhyming something back at me, man. What happened?
Hey, you know what happened? My
that's
mom.
Not too much writing?
No, I was actually multitasking, so that's why I didn't do what I was supposed to do. My mom was two different places. The toilet
started
overflowing over here.
Yeah, I don't
man,
like that much.
Like,
I
stay on one, man. I'm sitting up here right now, vibing out to some Kanye right now while I'm trying to set up this master plan and get my beats back online so I can get to making sampling all these songs that I've been trying to do for the damn longest, but. My fucking desktop went out, so I ain't had no computer, so my brother just gave me this laptop. It's old as shit, but the motherfucker got internet and all the other shit I needed to do, so...
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I don't even fuck if Benjamin Franklin was on this motherfucking shit. As long as this shit do what I needed to do.
Hell yeah, you got the tools, brother. Ain't no excuses, you know what I mean? You got what you need.
Let me ask y'all, since there's only 3 callers online, let me ask y'all this question. I was gonna ask you on air, but I ain't gonna ask you. Listen, I want to know this. If an artist sent y'all a diss track, is it an artist that you know would you play the song?
I would play it. Because I'm going to respond. You know what? I'm going to respond to it. Me, personally, if you diss me, you better come with everything you got. And it better be tight as fuck, because otherwise, your life is about to end. Because I'm about to just focus all my attention in one diss track. Not many, just one. I'm just going to take one diss track and put all my energy and power in it, you know, killing this person off. Because I feel like, you know what I'm saying, you're going to get haters. That comes with the territory of being an artist. But, you know, if you take the time out to so-called make a diss about me, at least I want to know whatever you're saying is true. If it ain't true, even if it is true, I'm going ham on you because you're speaking on me, which speaks on my reputation. And I'm the type of person, I ain't gonna speak on nobody shit if they ain't speaking up on me. So, you know what I'm saying? With all due respect to all the MCs out there,
you gotta come with it.
Come get it. I'm not hiding it from you. It's not a, you know what I'm saying, it's not a secret passageway that you got to get to just to come get it. Just come get it. Come get the body bag. Because I don't have no problem taking out any challenges.
Hey, you know what I'm starting to notice the last two shows, and I mean the Latino community loves too, but why we be getting them S.A. Vatos on the radio, you know what I'm saying? Let's be honest. You can tell by the way they talk that, you know what I'm saying, they're going to come with that flow, right? You know what flow I'm talking about?
I'm already knowing.
You're talking about the Art LaBeau flow, right?
Huh?
You're talking about the Art LaBeau flow?
Man.
Well, for the last two shows, I've been hearing, I don't know if it's the same cat, but he's been getting on the radio, and he's like, you know what I'm saying? All my fools locked up, and Joker,
all my BDS is up there in the pool. I'm like,
I represent for my body, old fool, and you know, I just want to give out to my canals, you know, they locked up, fool. We got the pedal to the floor, fool.
I had to hold myself twice because I wanted to be like, fool, they can't hear you because they don't have any commentary to get on the internet, fool. They're not
doing
it. You can't just get an iPad or, you know, iPod in the jail, fool. Like, they're not rich, fool.
Hey,
fool,
you get off today,
Z. But, you know, it's hard because, like, when you be hosting, you got to try to stay neutral, even if you do be thinking shit is garbage. You feel me? If you disagree with certain things, you can't really point out shit like that. And it's like, I don't know. I mean, I have a few people that be sending me music, and I'm like, golly, somebody got a diss track out on a major artist out there, and they did have an encounter with them. So it's like, I'm like, you know, I don't know if I should play it on the show or not.
This is what I tell you, real talk. You know what I'm saying? It's your show, and it's signed talent. So the most people you're going to get calling in is going to be unsigned talent looking for something to get themselves into. And if it's worse, you know,